Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast, and I'm excited to have Lisa Copeland back. She's a regular because she has an incredible, incredible arsenal of information to help you take your business and your life to the next level. One of the things that we've talked about in previous shows, number one woman in automotive, but certainly she was recognized top 100 women in automotive, but has continued to be an absolute champion for the automotive industry and certainly for women within that industry, and has in the last couple of years just soared to new heights in creating opportunities for people to get counsel from her on how to expand their dealerships, their industries. She serves on a board for women in automotive. And as she sold her dealership a few years ago and has gone out in more of the consulting role and now is looking at doing her own television show, I'm so proud of her. Lisa, you're talking about an acronym that actually, when we talked about advice versus counsel, when you first came up with it, some of those experts told you not to use it, but I love it. I want you to share a little bit about what does FIERCE mean?
Well, thank you. And I appreciate that intro, Sharon. And yes, you were the only expert I had that told me to go for it. Everyone else, look how cute you are with your hat on. Everyone else told me, nope, it's not good. And I said, it is good because it's me. And so FIERCE is an acronym. First of all, it's unapologetically FIERCE 365. And I think entrepreneurs, but especially women, you know, we tend to apologize for success. We apologize for wanting to be ambitious. And I wanted that to stop. I mean, I want you to own the fact that you're FIERCE. And success never sleeps. So you've got to commit to be FIERCE 365 days a year. So FIERCE is an acronym. The F is to fear less. You know, it's scary out there. We all operate in fear. So the fear less is to remind us to take that one step today that we didn't take yesterday, just to keep moving forward, to take one step after the other. Not to be fearless, because to be fearless is to be reckless, but to commit to fear less and to push through our own insecurities. I in FIERCE is to imagine. You have to be able to imagine the possibilities. How in the world do you go out and you create this dream job, this dream business, or this dream career if you haven't imagined it first, if you haven't thought it out in your head, sketched it out on a vision board and said, this is what I want to be, this is where I want to end up. And I'll tell you, and then I'll get back to that story in a second. The E in FIERCE, the first E is for enthusiasm. Nobody wants to do business with Debbie Downer. So, you know, if people don't want to be around you, if you are not passionate 1,000,000% about what you do, don't do it. The R is for relentless. Success is not easy and success never sleeps. So you've got to be unapologetically relentless. The C is for crushing approval addiction. Because you see, don't you, you know, I think about Elon Musk. You know, even his mother thought he was crazy. And if Elon Musk would have listened to all the naysayers, he wouldn't be where he is today. You know, he wouldn't have a space center. He wouldn't have invented this electric car, the electric battery, all the things that Musk has done. You can't worry about the naysayers. You know, you need to use haters as fuel. And most importantly in FIERCE, because you can be, you know, you can be fearless, you can have imagination, you can be enthusiastic, you can be relentless, you can crush approval addiction, but if you don't execute, if you don't put a plan in place and actually pull the trigger, it's all for naught. So that is the acronym. That is how to be unapologetically FIERCE 365 days a year.
And I love the execute, because when we talk about the personal success equation, you know, that last A is action, taking actions. Because so many, yes, we know what we're supposed to do, we just don't do it. And that execution and follow through is, you know, typically when I'm mentoring people, they fall into two classes. They get excited, they listen, they take notes, but they don't do it. And then those that truly are engaged and want to create that success, you know, they get it done before you even ask the question. And that's right. So which one, which bucket do you fall in from a standpoint of making sure that you're in charge? I say you are the CEO of your own life. And so you have your hats and the Fierce program. You're creating an actual program called Fierce 365. Yes. But what you've seen is the reaction, right? And our other show that we did was about staying in your lane. Well, you kind of put Fierce on the back burner from advice that you got, and now you've brought it back, and it's been very well received, right?
Yes. Yeah, the same people that advised me to go out and try to be everything to everybody told me Fierce was a terrible idea, that it's been overused, people wouldn't resonate with it, and it's exactly opposite. People are like, I want hats, I want shirts. You know, the hashtag that we've done is hashtag BeFierce365. You know, so I'm starting to see that like trend on Twitter on some days. And yeah, I mean, everybody wants to be fierce. And I love it in an acronym because it breaks it down. What is it? What do I need to do to be fierce? And fierce isn't just being reckless. Fierce is very methodical. But if you can really learn to push through your own fear, you can be fierce.
And I love it. I'd like to go back to the very beginning because you talked about, you know, fearless is irresponsible at times, being fearless. But fearless is something that all about outwitting the devil is recognizing and illuminating where that fear is coming from as part of that process so that you can fear less.
Yes.
When you live in fear, it's negative. And what do you attract when you're negative? Bad results.
Right.
So talk a little bit more about fearless.
So when I left the dealership, when I sold my dealership 3 years ago, you know, I was leaving a very high profile position and a lot of security. I just didn't want to do business with my ex-partner anymore. Let's just call it. And so I made the decision to sell. And it was a very scary time. And a friend of mine said to me, you know, I mean, in the Bible, Jesus uses fear not more than any other word, 75 times to be exact. So I went home that night and I was like, And I went and I ordered a license plate for a car I didn't even own yet. And the license plate, I wonder if I've got it. Oh, I do have it. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Bear with me, people. I should not have turned to my back to the camera. Should have had it. But this was my license plate. So I went and I ordered this license plate for a car I did not even have. And in Texas, you know, you have to go down and pick up the plates and you have to register them to a car. So the plates were ready in about a month and I still hadn't finished the transaction on the dealership. So I owned about 800 cars, but I didn't have a personal car. And so I went down to pick them up from the tax office and she said, what car are you going to register this to? And I said, I don't have a car to register to. And I tell her the whole story. The county tax assessor was a friend of mine. And so she let me take the plates and made me promise to register it to a car in the next 30 days. So I did, but you know, that was what I needed to hear. I needed to hear that I needed to be able to have faith in myself, step into my power and believe that everything I've worked for in the last 7 years, that it's just not going to go away poof just because I changed addresses. That's really all I did. I just changed addresses, you know, and I decided to expand my territory, my vision, and my influence.
So what's some of the feedback you get from people? Because, you know, one of the biggest things is that prohibits us from reaching the success that we deserve is a lack of self-confidence. Yeah. And so, you know, this message of being fierce really helps people step into their power. So what's some of the feedback that you've been getting?
Well, primarily I get good feedback. You know, you've always got the people out there who say, you know, I think you're sending the wrong message. You know, you're sending the wrong message in business. You know, it isn't about being fierce. It isn't always about winning. It's about collaborating. And I said, well, then you're missing the entire definition, my definition of fierce. I'm not saying go out there and clobber the competition. I'm saying you need to build the strongest you that you can build.
Yeah, you're not saying go out and do hard selling.
Yeah. Know. Yeah. And you know, I don't believe in hard selling. You know, I believe that the definition of sales is bringing a buyer and a seller into mutual agreement. End of story. It's just that easy. It isn't about hustling them. It's not about closing them. It's not about crazy sales tactics. You know, I mean, I'm not even that big on certain sales methodologies that companies are like, oh, we swear by this methodology. Why? I mean, really, at the end of the day, I don't care what you sell. We're in the people business. Mm-hmm. And your job is to bring a buyer and a seller into mutual agreement. And if you can do that well, you will have a customer for life and you'll have a successful business.
And one of the things that, you know, what you just said about the fact that people get the wrong, you know, have the wrong first impression, you know, sometimes that's a trigger to open up the conversation. I mean, sometimes actually you want that hook. The people, you wake, you know, people will wake up and say, fierce. I mean, we're in a world of collaboration. It opens that door of opportunity for you to share what your message is. So,
yeah. And I'm really glad fierce starts with F, because as you can see, fear thing. I mean, you know, I've been fearful my whole life about things. And I think it's after I hit my late 40s, I was kind of like, you know what? I got nothing to lose. You know, I was willing to take some chances because I could, you know, because I'd worked hard. And so I'm not saying go out there. And like I said, to be fearless is to be reckless, but to fear less is to open yourself to the opportunity that you're going to take one step tomorrow farther today than you would have taken yesterday and one more step tomorrow. And that, you know, and the other thing that I just really want to leave with your listeners is that danger is real and fear is a choice. And Psychology Today says 96% of what we fear never materializes,
and precious time in that.
You just burn it. And I think about, you know, how many people lay in bed at night and worry about the house burning down? Well, that's just fear, you know, running into a burning building. Well, that's danger. You don't want to run into the burning house, but to lay in bed and worry about your house burning down, it just takes precious days and life or precious days and minutes and seconds out of your life that you're never going to get back.
What's your challenge to the people that are watching or listening as to how they can, their first step towards being more fierce in their life?
My challenge would be is to identify what is holding you back. Identify the one thing that you're afraid of, you know, from starting your company, for asking for a promotion, for asking for a raise. Identify what it is, and then say, okay, you know, the number one thing that I hear is fear of rejection. As humans, we don't want to be rejected. You know, we don't want the boss, when we go into the boss, hey, I'd like to be considered for that promotion. You know, our fear is the boss is going to say, you're not good enough. I would never consider you for that promotion. Now, that's probably not going to happen, whether you're ready or not. If you had a halfway decent human being of a boss, they're never going to treat you. But that's our internal fear, right? Fear of asking for a raise. Well, we're afraid that they're going to say, well, we don't think you're worthy of a raise, you know? And so it's fear of rejection. And so pushing yourself through that fear of rejection and making the asks, you know, and then being able to reconcile the results of your ask. Because I think that you'll find, especially, I mean, I see people stuck so many times in dead end jobs that they hate. Mm-hmm. And I say, then go ask to transfer, go ask for a promotion, go ask to be put in a different department, go quit, do something different, but yep. Go ask. And I've heard more times than not, they go, but what if they fire me? What, you know, now they know I'm not happy. So you're going to stay unhappy the rest of your life? Quit talking to me about it.
And that's, you know, those people, the fear of rejection that goes hand in hand with fear of change.
Oh, absolutely.
Different. You know, it's like you get this inertia. You're doing the same thing all the time. And you realize that you need to step outside your comfort zone and do something different. And that's what you're challenging them with, fierce. And, you know, imagine the possibilities, the eye.
Imagine
what you could accomplish in your life if you just took that step.
So we, you know, and when you're out talking to those people, you know, the first E in fierce is to be enthusiastic. You know, you've got to sell it. You've got to sell it to your boss that you deserve a raise. You've got to sell it to your boss that maybe you should transfer to a different department. Sell it to your boss that, you know, you haven't had a raise in 2 years and rents are going up and gas is going up. Everything's going up except for your paycheck. Mm-hmm. But you've got to be enthusiastic about doing it, right? You may have to be a little relentless. Sometimes those meetings are hard to get because bosses and people in charge, two things, they're busy or they're avoiding us, right? And you have to not worry about what other people think, other crushing approval addiction. And the execute is, you know, execute, because you can't just think it through, you know, imagine the possibilities, write out your strategy, and then never pull the trigger and set the meeting with your boss. And that's just one of a gazillion examples, or with your spouse or with your children, anything.
And when I'm, particularly when I'm speaking to a group of women, I said, don't wait for your white knight. You are your own white knight.
You know, right. You go, girls.
Yep. Stand up for yourself. So Lisa's going to hang out with me for a few minutes because we're going to do another segment for the private Facebook group. But Lisa, thank you so much for being with us today. And everybody watching, just be fierce. Unapologetically.
Yes. Be fierce 365.
Yes. And we can only imagine the success that you'll create. So thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.